We've been following the development of the Obama administration's Open Government and Transparency Initiative. A lot of information about what we've found on federalnewsradio.com. And the administration used an innovative way of reaching out to include people in the development of that policy. The policy development was open and transparent itself. But did it work? Some open government advocates are asking your opinion in a survey, and one of the groups leading that survey is the League of Women Voters. Joining us to tell us why the survey is being conducted is Mary Wilson, National President of the League of Women Voters. And Ms. Wilson, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Happy to do it. Tell us about this survey and why you're conducting it.
The survey really was designed by a number of groups, and the League of Women Voters participated in that process. The reason that we decided to do the survey was that we felt that the process that was used in the open government dialogue to arrive at recommendations with respect to the objectives of the Obama administration, the open government dialogue process was something that was probably going to be used to get input subsequently about different federal actions. And we felt that the process itself needed to be examined so that we could provide input, if you will, to the administration about how useful that particular process is and how it might be tweaked to be improved so that more individuals and organizations can truly participate in government decision-making.
And this was a very different, very open process where there were three phases of it, sort of the development of it, people mm-hmm. suggest ideas, then people go through and sort of almost rate those ideas, and then almost a public writing of the policy, and they're now in the process of actually pulling that all together. Who are you looking to reach out to with this, and what are you looking to learn?
We want to reach out really to all citizens who regularly participate in their government and to those who don't necessarily participate. We want to excite them about the process, that we do have some groundbreaking work going on in this administration with respect to transparency and citizen participation in government. And we want to reach out to organizations who, like the League of Women Voters, has a long history in transparency and participation in government, to make sure that everyone states their opinions and the usefulness of the kind of process that we saw in the open government dialogue.
And so after you collect all these data, and we actually have a link to the survey right there on federalnewsradio.com/dailydebrief, so people can go, anyone can go and take the survey, right? It's free and open to everybody.
It's free and open to everyone, and we encourage people to take the survey. As a matter of fact, we especially encourage federal employees to take the survey, tell us how they felt about the particular process.
And so how do you envision those? You're going to take all that information, collect all that data together, and I assume report back in some way. Does it go to the administration? What happens once you do all that?
Yes, we certainly hope to compile the results and summarize the results in a report of some kind, be it formal or informal, report, which will, of course, be available to everyone. But more particularly, we want to make sure that we get the White House those recommendations. They seem quite interested in hearing the feedback that our groups collect. So we're anxious to have a wide participation in the survey.
I don't want you to spoil the ending for us, but what was your sense of the open government dialogue?
Well, the first thing I will say is we were certainly excited, and a lot of the organizations that have been involved in transparency in government and public participation for a long time were excited about the fact that this open government dialogue process was even being used, and we've referred to it as a groundbreaking process. Obviously, any process like this that is new needs to be tweaked. I believe that the administration recognizes that there were flaws in the process. For example, the short time frame that was used and so forth.
Some of the dates were over holidays, too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So there are lots of lessons to be learned, and we hope that through our survey process, we can, in the true spirit of participation and collaboration in government decision-making, provide input to the process.
And we'd love to have you back once you do the survey, once you figure out the data and report back and hear what you found.
Thank you.